Well, welcome back to the Mike Care Radio Show. I am the community here in the Woodridge Public Library. My guest is Jackie Schmielars, who is the president of the Woodridge JCs here in our beloved town and community of Woodridge, Illinois. And we've been talking to Jackie all about the Woodridge JCs and the JCs in general. And we do want to talk about the Woodridge JCs and, you know, the social interaction and the friendship and the camaraderie. Now, I saw on a website, now I'm not going to mention any JC names, so we'll keep them anonymous, but I have to mention that I saw on a website where it said what the JCs are not. And it said, we are not a social organization. We are not a fraternal organization, blah, blah, blah. But I take issue with that. While the main idea is a leadership and training organization, I feel that there definitely is a social aspect. There is a kind of a friendship aspect then.
I don't know. There's, in case there's any listeners out there, there's a lot of different JC chapters within the state, within the regions, and within the whole country. The JCs are a leadership and training organization. However, especially our chapter here in Woodridge, we put a lot of focus, and we pride ourselves on the fact that we really are like a family. And I think a lot of other chapters have commented on that before and recognized how close we really are. And I think, you know, that's a compliment to us on how close friends that we are and how well we work together. And there is a huge social aspect. Even if we don't have chapter projects going on, or things going on over the weekend, if there's somebody's birthday or if there's holidays, you know, pretty much that's who you celebrate it with. JCs go on vacation together. They go to the kids' ball games together. You know, they do everything together. They go concerts together. It's pretty much, you know, if you've got tickets to something and you need somebody to go with, you know who to call. Or if you need help with anything. If anything is going on in your life, you end up, you know, pretty much that's the first phone call you make is to one of your fellow JCs. So as far as, you know, the website, whatever it was, saying what we are not, we definitely are a social group, that's for sure. And I can guarantee you that those of you who come out to the Woodridge Jubilee definitely see that within our bingo tent. We like to have fun. We socialize a lot while doing it. And we like to do all that while we're giving back to the community at the same time. But we're definitely a social group, so I would have to deny that website, whatever their information
right, about. Right. We'll keep that anonymous. But that is true, but that, you know, you can, as a JC, be as social as you want. And we also want to mention that you can be as active as you want within the different structures of the JCs, as we want to point out that the Woodridge JCs are part of the Northeast Region JCs, part of the Illinois JCs, part of the United States Junior Chamber of Commerce, and part of the Junior Chamber International. And as a Woodridge JC, we are now members of all that. We're actually a member of the Junior Chamber International. So I guess I want to talk about, you know, how active you can be within these structures. And let's start out talking about a great event, which is called the GA, which is a General Assembly. And that kind of culminates everything we're talking about, getting together, having socials. But there's also a lot of training that goes on there.
Sure. A GA, which is called a General Assembly, is something that takes place statewide, really. Happens quarterly. And it's usually, it rotates to different hotels throughout the state on a quarterly basis. Basically, it's an opportunity for different JC chapters within the state region to come together and build the camaraderie and the social aspect, receive recognition and awards, as well as receive some training. Training can range anything on public speaking. They even have a JC Idol competition to improve, you know, your skills in that capacity and get in front of a group of people, things like that, as well as far as the management areas and the different areas in the JCs, whether you're president, whether you're, you know, a secretary or a treasurer. There's different, you know, those are a couple positions that haven't been mentioned, but we do deal with money, so treasurer is a very important position, you know, and as well as a secretary. We need somebody to take notes of our meetings and things like that. But there's different trainings that go on at General Assemblies to help develop your skills, and that definitely helps correspond to your professional life as well. That's one thing that the JCs can offer. In addition to the social and giving back to the community, you definitely develop leadership skills that can help you out in your personal career. It's definitely helped me out, you know, in my personal career goals as well. But the GAs are a lot of fun, for sure, and you can receive a lot of training at the same time. Well, you get to know people from different chapters and see how they do things differently, because each chapter is, like I said, very different. So,
right, and we do want to mention the fact that as the Woodridge JCs, as all JCs have, obviously different board positions. And now, correct me if I'm wrong, Jackie, I understand that you need basically to be a member for 1 year in good standing, and then you can be on the board then, is that right?
Yeah, basically you just have to be a member for a full year, and then we have elections, I believe, in October, you know, they're announced. November are the actual nominations for the following year in January. And, yeah, you just have to be a member in good standing for a year, and then anybody can, you know, put their name in the hat for certain positions. And as far as, you know, involvement level for JCs, it varies. You, like you said before, as far as being as active as you want, it's really up to each JC as to how involved they want to be. Everybody's schedule is different. Everybody has different commitments in their life, and we totally respect that. Any time that can be given, like I said, this is a volunteer organization. So, if you can come out to one project a year, that's great. We have a couple members that do that. They like to call bingo numbers every year at Jubilee, and that's about it. And you know what? That's great. They volunteer their time at that one project, and we respect that and we appreciate it. But then we have other members that, you know, really like to be active and who have been around a while that come out to almost every project. You know, it doesn't matter however, you know, many hours anybody wants to put in. It helps out a lot, you know, and a lot of people just come out to Haunted Forest Walk simply for the fun factor, you know, or they're intrigued by that. But, you know, there's just a lot of different projects we offer, and it's a different, different things bring people out, you know, different projects intrigue people. So, but it, like I said, it's a volunteer organization, and it's something that whatever time people want to volunteer is great for our organization and for the community.
Right, and we do want to mention that one of the big parts of the Woodridge JCs and JCs is membership, and as we mentioned, we do have a membership development vice president, but as we always say in the JCs, that one of the responsibilities of all JCs is to try to recruit and encourage people, you know, if you know a friend, you know, so we don't necessarily want to leave membership up to necessarily one person, so we encourage, you know, everyone to try to get their family and friends, you know, to come and see what we're all about then.
Yeah, membership vice president is responsible for that. But like I said, like you said just now, it's not their sole responsibility. It's really just kind of, I think, something that everybody, you know, word of mouth tends to bring people, you know, to us. And once people see what we're all about through word of mouth, they kind of just want to join. But yeah, that's a position that is really just kind of responsible for letting members know when their dues are up, because we do have, you know, a yearly due, but it's a small price to pay for being involved in a great organization, for what you get out of it, for being involved in the community and the training that can be available and the camaraderie and things like that. But that's basically the membership person is responsible for letting members know when they're due and, you know, doing some recruiting drives and things like that.
Right, and as we were mentioning, that there is also a secretary and treasurer, and sometimes that, you know, the Woodridge JCs like to do fundraisers for themselves as well, so a lot of this money that we could raise, you know, that goes back in the general funds, chapter funds, then can help the community then.
Yeah, a lot of times we will do certain fundraisers, whether it be a car wash or something that comes up. If we don't have a specific need that we need to donate to, that whether it be a family or somebody that's come to us and said that, you know, there's a specific family in need or organization that's hurting and needs a donation, a lot of times we will run a project where the funds go back into our general fund, simply because we want our fund to be in a healthy position for the occasion that presents itself, when a family does come to us, or when an organization comes to us in need, that we have the money there to be able to make that donation, you know, to be able to be there for the community. So that's a lot of the times you'll see the Woodridge JCs may not necessarily be doing a specific fundraiser for a specific cause. A lot of times it goes back into the general fund, but it's going back out into the community at a later time. But we want that money to be available when the time presents itself.
Okay, Jackie, we'll take a short break and be back for our last segment. You're listening to the Mike Kira Radio Show, I Am the Community, here in the Woodridge Public Library. My guest is Jackie Schmielars, president of the Woodridge JCs, and please stay with us.